top of the morning to you. Time again for Moments of Melody. There's a book titled Papa Was a Preacher. The author was one of six children whose father was a preacher. This book was written about their experiences moving from parish to parish. And as you can expect, they were not rich financially. One night a young couple came in and the father performed the wedding ceremony. The young man was very backward and very nervous. When he said, "Preacher, how much do I owe you?" the preacher said, "Oh, whatever you think she's worth." The man fumbled in his pocket and finally came out with, "Preacher, do you have change for a quarter?" It was only a night or two later that the couple came in and the father performed the wedding ceremony, and the groom asked the same question and got the same answer, "Whatever you think she's worth." The groom started in his back pocket and got out his billfold. He went down into his other pocket and got out his change. Then he went into another pocket and got out his knife and handkerchief and watch. And then he said, "Preacher, she's worth everything I have." When I read that story, I thought of the Lord Jesus. He's worth everything I have. He loved me, and he died for me. And so I ought to give my all to him.
Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am left to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes be glad. He's my friend.
And now we're opening the sacred scriptures to the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 12. And they sent some of the Pharisees to Jesus with those who were of Herod's party to make him betray himself in his talk. These came and said to Jesus, "Master, we know thou art sincere, but thou holdest no man in awe, making no distinction between man and man, but teachest in all sincerity the way of God. Is it right that tribute should be paid to Caesar, or should we refuse to pay it?" But he saw their treachery, and he said to them, "Why do you thus put me to the test? Bring me a silver piece, and let me look at it." When they brought it, he asked them, "Whose is this likeness? Whose name is inscribed on it?" "Caesar's," they said. Whereupon Jesus answered them, "Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." And they were lost in admiration of him. Yes, we owe taxes to our government. And we should pay taxes. And we owe something to the Lord. In fact, we owe far more. He loved me and gave himself for me. He loved you and gave himself for you. And like the fellow in the story, he's worth everything I have.